your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go.
And your dial set correctly
to USAPrepares.com.
And we're broadcasting at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and 3 p.m. from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors at USAPrepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis Communications are free. So if you hear something on this broadcast that you'd like to share with your friends and family, just click on USAPrepares.com. Listen to Vincent, GCN. There's a button there. And you'll be able to listen to the podcast for free. Download the archives for free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the syndicated broadcast from Minnesota. Today, we're going to be discussing body armor. Body armor. What is it? How does it work? Is it legal to buy it? What about children? Can they have it? How much does it cost? That's today with Derek Williams from Amendment2.com. Meet up last night, Ziggy's. Wow. Dr. Joel Wallach was in town. He flew in from California. He packed the restaurant. 4 hours. 4 hours of non-stop medical advice. It was absolutely great. So our very own senior USAPrepares.com instructor and broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network, Dr. Joel Wallach, was with us. And he's going to be with us for 2 days at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. So if you'd like to meet Dr. Joel Wallach, get his autograph, get some medical advice, he's going to be with us. He's going to be in the 700-seat seminar theater at the Get Prepared Expo. Got some articles on the website you might want to look at. T-Mobile might ditch the 2-year contract requirement, and other providers may follow. Why? Because we don't like 2-year contracts. And the sequester is gathering storm over Washington, D.C., so they say. You know, it's supposed to be a big deal. I don't believe it. $257 is all they're not going to borrow and all they're not going to spend per person in the United States of America. It's not a big deal. But what is a big deal is Obama, his DHS, is purchasing 2,700 light armored tanks to go with their 1.6 billion rounds of hollow points. And we're going to talk about stopping hollow points, and we're going to talk about stopping ball ammunition with Derek Williams. Derek Williams is a USAPrepares.com instructor. His company manufactures body armor. Welcome, Derek Williams.
Hey, thanks, Vince.
Derek, you were at the Get Prepared Expo in November in the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Tell us what was that like? What were your students asking you about body armor? And then let's get into what were their concerns. Why would they even talk about it?
You know, honestly, the students at the expo were asking me the same questions that most civilians ask. You know, most civilians are pretty uneducated about body armor. It's one of those things that's out there and it might be nice to have, but most people assume it's illegal, or just assume it's too hard to get and don't ever take the time to get educated on you know, just the basics of body armor. Most, you know, those who are interested and think they can purchase it wouldn't even know what questions to ask to be able to do it.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So why don't we start with this? Derek Williams of Amendment 2. Now, let me tell you how to spell it. A-M-E-N-D-M-E-N-T, the number 2, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to get to Derek Williams' website, you can go to USAPrepares.com. And you can look at the page one instructors. You can look at the exhibitors tab under Expo, and it'll take you right to his website. So what, Derek Williams, what is body armor?
Plain and simple, body armor is armor that's meant to go on the body. And, you know, there are different levels of it that'll stop different things, different threats. You know, you can have everything from armor that's geared specifically towards shrapnel or knives, blades, bullets. You know, there's a myriad of armor products and technologies all geared towards different threats.
Okay. Well, let's talk about... let's talk about the types of armor. Now, you mentioned knives and bullets and different types of threats. So is there like a cloth that will stop a knife, or is it more of a what we traditionally look at as plates in body armor for stopping a knife?
That's a great question. Traditionally, your basic cloth armors have been very weak against blades. You know, a thick Kevlar vest that your typical police officer is wearing is going to do almost nothing against a knife. And so corrections guys wear, you know, plates that are heavy and thick just so they can stop a shank, for example. Now, that is changing. Part of our technology is with our soft armor allows us to do very well against blades. Now, it's still not going to stop a shank yet. I don't want anyone to buy my armor if that's their goal, is to stop an ice pick. You know, but the landscape is changing. You know, for a long time, you know, really since the 70s, armor technology was pretty unchanged. You had Kevlar and other versions of fibers. These fibers tend to fall in the family of aramid fibers, is what they're called. And these were developed back in the 60s and 70s, and there really wasn't a whole lot of new technological advancement over the last 40 to 50 years until just recently. Now you'll hear often in the news companies experimenting with different technologies. That's where my company came from. We have the world's first carbon nanotube armor that's commercially available and certified. And you know, there's other companies experimenting with, you know, spider silk and shear thickening fluids, things like that. There's been a big renewed interest in improving armor technology. And so, you know, so again, some of that is changing. Our armor is going to do much better against a knife than traditional Kevlar armors are. The nanotechnology helps it a lot. But, you know, there's still a lot of ways to go. And honestly, we're just barely scratching the surface of what we can do with our nanotechnology armor.
Derek Williams, as we talk about this, I think about the Colorado movie massacre. And the image that I have in my mind is a man walking in, and I believe in through a side door, kind of a darkened theater. And the image that I have is he had armor on, you know, for his arms. He had chest armor on, you know, body armor, and he was relatively difficult to take down. Now, if someone were armed in that theater and shot back at him and hit him in the chest with a 380, which is a short 9mm round, would that have stopped him?
You know, that's a great question. It's the and obviously this is the biggest argument that opponents of body armor have opponents of civilians wearing armor. You know, this is their biggest argument right here. Well, you know, what if a bad guy puts armor on them and we can't stop him? The fact of the matter is that this is not Hollywood. Nobody walks through a hail of bullets with body armor on unscathed. And even taking one shot from a 380, most likely it's going to drop him at least done him enough to give somebody else time or time for a second shot, that kind of stuff. You know, we have this image from Hollywood that, you know, the bullet's just going to bounce off you and you're just going to do fine. That is just not the case. When you're wearing armor and you get shot, the body takes significant trauma. You will have broken rib, potentially. You will have significant bruising. You know, and the body reacts to that in ways that, you know, enable further assistance to come on board and help out. You know, I fully believe that in the case of that shooter, that if somebody had had a weapon in there and fired back, it at least would have saved some lives. You know, no one knows. This is a science, but it's a very unscientific science. There are so many variables when you get into ballistics as far as trajectory, grain of the bullet, you know, the environment, the way that armor has been stored, the way that the ammunition has been stored, who loaded it, you know, angles, velocity, all that kind of stuff. There are so many variables that it is a very unscientific science, and there's no way to say 100% yes, this is going to happen in this situation. Every body is different. Every body reacts differently to stress and then the kinetic energy that comes from getting hit by a bullet. I mean, you know, it is possible, depending on your heart condition, other factors in your body, it's possible that even if you stop a bullet, you could be killed from it. Simply absorbing all that kinetic energy is a lot to ask the body to do.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've heard a talk show host in the Springfield, Missouri market say on air that there's no such thing as knockdown power. And I find that just ridiculous as a statement. And here's why. If, as you mentioned, if the alleged shooter at the Colorado movie massacre was wearing body armor and he was shot with a .380 in the chest, he'd feel it and it'd be bruising and maybe a broken rib. And if we go up in caliber to a 9mm, you would think that he'd be bruised more and hurt more. And if you take it to a .45 caliber, you know, would he be coughing up blood and would he be down on the ground with broken ribs and in absolute excruciating pain? When we get back, I'd like Derek Williams to address that. What would a .45 do? Direct hit to the chest with someone wearing body armor. I'm Vin Finelli, Amendment2.com. Derek Williams, we'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Derek Williams is with us. Amendment 2. .com. And we're talking about body armor, and we're talking about what it is and what it can do. And my question was, I've heard a talk show host say there's no such thing as knockdown power. I think that's nonsense. And so my question to Derek is, if a 380, a small caliber or a compact pocket pistol is shot into a bullet-resistant vest, if that will cause trauma to the body, what would happen if a 45 ACP, a much larger cross-sectional density projectile, has a direct hit on body armor at close range? What would that do, Derek Williams?
The 45 is almost definitely gonna take you down. You know, you're gonna be in some serious pain after you get hit with a 45. You know, a 380, you may be able to stand up through that. It's certainly gonna stun you though, and cause some damage. But again, the other thing is, as I said before, it's not really a science, and you never know, you know, the disposition of a body. You know, a heart taking energy on top of it, can stop it, depending on, you know, the person's constitution and everything else that goes along with ballistics. But, you know, a 45 is definitely going to cause some good trauma to you. Most likely going to knock you down, and, you'll be in some serious pain. And, you know, but again, we're wearing armor. You're trying to give yourself a shot of survival and, you know, get the odds in your favor to go home. And you would most likely be able to go home at least, but it's going to take you out.
Yeah, and my point is not to minimize the importance of body armor. The point is that there are a lot of variables. One is direction, angle of impact, and the type of bullets that's used. But that that impact is going to be absorbed somehow, either through directly by the body armor and the person behind it, or it's going to have multiple impacts, and each place the bullet lands will absorb some of the energy. So what is the difference between soft body armor and hard body armor?
In the armor world, soft armor is generally going to be used for stopping handgun rounds. Now, there are people who will buy hard armor for that purpose, lighter weight hard armor, but usually just for comfort, wearability, that kind of stuff, you know, you're going to go with soft armor. It's much more comfortable. You can wear it all day long and not be miserable. Certain versions of soft armor you can. And it's going to protect you against the majority of threats that you're going to face in the real world today, which are handgun threats. If you're out in a combat zone, if you're facing assault rifle rounds, then soft armor is not going to be your first choice. You're going to generally be wearing them soft armor with hard armor plates on top of it. In the industry, there's certain levels that specify the degree of ballistics and threat that armor can stop. When you start at level 2A, and these levels have been specified by the National Institute of Justice. It's the certification body that one of its jobs is to rate and classify body armor. And NIJ level 2A is going to stop 9mm. I'm just going to throw these out. It's much more specific as far as the grains and velocities and that kind of stuff. But, just generally a level 2A is going to stop a 9mm. You move up to a level 2, and that's going to stop a 357 Magnum, 45, and 40. Then you move up to a level 3A, and that's going to add on your 44 Magnum. You see that progression in ballistics and velocity and also the size of the round as you move up. So beyond 3A, you get into the hard armors, and that's where you get level 3 is going to stop most of your NATO rounds. Your 7.62, 5.56, 223 should be fine with a level 3, and level 4 gets you up into your armor-piercing rounds.
Derek Williams, USAPrepares.com instructor. He's the director of sales for Amendment 2, amendment2.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page number 1. Derek Williams is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. If you are interested in seeing, feeling, touching, even wearing body armor, Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares, Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Penick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $1 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Derek Williams is with us. Amendment 2.com. Derek, is there such thing as a bulletproof vest?
No, there's no such thing as a bulletproof vest. We use the term, even in the industry, we're guilty of using the term bulletproof, but there is no such thing. It's bullet resistant. Again, even a vest that is rated to stop a certain threat level can fail with that threat level based on other circumstances. How's it been stored? How's the bullet been loaded and prepared, and velocity and angle and distance and all that kind of stuff can affect the quality of a vest.
Derek, I really appreciate your honesty throughout this class. And the reason I say that is you're not saying you're not giving a false impression that all you do is put this, you know, this vest on, this jacket, if you will, on, and you're good to go. I really appreciate that. And you're telling us that there are different power levels of cartridges, different amounts of kinetic energy that can be impacted by this vest, and that energy has to be dispersed somehow, and that if you don't have the right level of protection on in the bullet, a bullet can a higher capacity bullet can go through and kill a person. So let's talk about the levels. As you said, there's a level 2, a 2A, a 3, a 3A, a 4. And as you go higher in number, you have more bullet resistance, correct?
That's correct. The A's are first as well. So it's 2A and then 2, 3A and then 3. Yep.
Okay. And the 4, is that the highest level of protection?
No, you can also get a level 5, but it's very, very tough to get. Chances are you won't be able to find that anywhere on the open market. Level 4 is adequate for most of your needs. That's typically the highest that even our soldiers in combat are wearing.
Okay. So I believe you mentioned that a level 4 affords protection against armor-piercing rounds. And are you talking about like a 223 or a 5.56 penetrator steel core projectile?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, it's rated specifically for a 308 armor-piercing round.
Wow. Okay.
But those are heavy, quite heavy as well. They're going to be made out of ceramic or steel, and they're going to weigh, 10 to 12, maybe up to 15 pounds per plate. That's oftentimes what our soldiers are wearing. This is why we got in the business. Our soldiers are typically putting on 40 to 60 pounds of armor before they even put on their other gear. Our chairman of the board is a former four-star general, and our company was founded by a highly decorated combat veteran. Both of these men have the vision of being able to lighten the load for our troops, and that's why we got in this business. Let's help make this lighter. And the military, there's a saying, ounces are pounds and pounds are pain. And anything we can do to lighten that load is a big deal. Now we are primarily, again, focused on, for our company, on the soft armor. But we're not lightening the load of those heavier plates yet. However, we are working on versions of our soft armor that will stop those higher velocity assault rifle rounds. And once we're able to do that, then you go from, again, 10 to 15 pounds per plate to a couple pounds per plate and while having the same stopping power.
So when you talked about storing a bullet-resistant vest, are you saying that the way it's stored when it's not in use affects the performance or the life?
Yes, it does. All soft armor, I shouldn't say all, there are versions of them, but most soft armor you're going to find on the market incorporates aramid fibers. Aramid fibers have a four-year half-life generally. Just sitting on a bolt, a roll of Kevlar is going to deteriorate in strength and stopping power just with exposure to UV and air. That obviously can, affect the life of the armor. Police departments generally are required to swap out their armor every 3 to 5 years, just for that reason. This is one of the dangers you get into, for the typical civilian in buying body armor. A lot of times they're looking for body armor, and most manufacturers will not sell body armor to civilians. There are no legalities about it. It's just a matter of liability. Depending on the state, there are some legalities. For example, Connecticut's a funny one. You're only allowed to buy body armor in a face-to-face transaction. That's regulated by the state, and if manufacturers wanted to, they could easily sell armor to civilians. Most do not. We are one of the only ones that will sell new armor to civilians. So most civilians are looking for body armor. They're jumping on eBay, scouring their classifieds. They're buying used stuff. who knows how it's been treated, stored. The best way to increase the life is to eliminate the UV and air, so store it in a vacuum-sealed package in the dark. You're going to extend the life of the armor a lot, but the chances that armor's actually been stored like that are slim to none, and you've got civilians buying used body armor that is, you know, while being better than nothing, and I always tell people, at least have something. If you can't afford new body armor, at least get something, because something's better than nothing. But it's not going to be as effective as something new. You know, now again, there are changes there as well. With technology, again, most bulletproof vests are going to be rated for a 5-year life. Have a 5-year warranty with them. You know, ours with our nanotechnology, we're able to double that. So that initial investment goes a lot further. Your armor lasts a lot longer. It doesn't have to be stored in the same manner, you know, with the same care that you would with a pure Kevlar vest. But storage is a big deal, and I say I always worry about civilians with that. Are they going to, you know, end up with something that's, you know, been put through the wash? You know, water for pure Kevlar vest, water is a destroyer. Water just destroys Kevlar. If a police officer has to make a water rescue, the vest is immediately just thrown away. Kevlar does not hold up to water, so it's been put in the wash. You know, and I mean, all these issues when you're buying used armor, you have to be very, very careful about.
Wow, what an education you've provided, because, and I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about the typical police department. Are they storing their vests in an environment that, you know, sealed, you know, Mylar bag, oxygen removed? I doubt it. Ultraviolet light, they might be in a locker somewhere, okay, so there might, you know, be some ultraviolet protection, but the ambient moisture, that's going to be on it all the time, 24/7, and maybe, you know, if there's some blood stains on it, that if it's sold on the secondary market, it would be washed, you know, to get the blood off it or whatever. So there you go. I really appreciate you sharing this with us, because what I'm hearing is, if we're going to buy a bullet resistant vest, we need to buy a brand new one. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that, again, something is better than nothing. An old 5-year-old vest is going to provide you some protection, you know, better than standing there with nothing on. But if it's at all in the budget, which is another conversation, you know, then you should look at the new stuff. You know, when we talk about the budget, a lot of people go, man, that body armor costs as much as my gun. And, you know, yep, it should. This is your life, and a good piece of body armor is going to cost as much or more than your weapon is. It's very, very high tech stuff that's doing a lot to keep you alive.
And so, how much, if we're talking about the lowest level that's offered, that would be a 2A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the average sized person, what would that cost?
For a 2A, you're probably going to start around $600. You know, with our products, it's going to be $600 to $800 for a 2A. Moving up to a level 2, you're going to be in the $800 to $1,200 range. And then up to a 3A, you're going to be, you know, more like the $1,200 to $2,000 range for a level 3A piece. And then if you want to go even further, you know, for example, we get into those plates are pretty pricey as well. You know, our hard plates are going to go for, you know, $350 to $450 depending on the level of protection, and that's per plate. So if you were to do, you know, just basic soft armor, you're going to be looking at around $1,000. If you want to bump that up to where you've got plates on both sides, you can easily get up to $2,000 or higher, you know, to have a very good vest.
Is there a statistic that tells us that most of the time we would need to either have front protection or back protection, or is that statistic not available?
You know, that statistic probably is available. I have never found a good answer to that. Generally, it's based on the characteristics of the wearer. You know, I have some security guys, customers who, for example, don't care about the back because they say, you know, well, I'm always on the offensive and I'm never going to turn my back to a threat. You know, the average person buying body armor is not buying it to go on the offensive, and, you know, they're going to want front and back protection.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking, because civilians, you know, might take the flight path and say, you know what,
yep,
I really want to get out of here, and they might get shot in the back. So
yep,
that's why I asked that question. Okay, so we're talking about somewhere between 40 and 60 pounds not the soft body armor, the hard body armor, and we're talking about somewhere between $600 and let's say $1,200 typically, but it could go to $2,000. And we're talking about hard plates, which you could add, which would be $350 to $450 a piece. Now, are we saying that those plates also have a life expectancy, or is it just the soft fibers?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about so much about the plates. The biggest issue you're going to have with plates is if you drop them, if you've got a ceramic plate, you drop it, you know, chances are it's going to develop some cracks. So you got to be careful with how you store it. We've got a lightweight polyethylene plate that's just a few pounds and can withstand the dropping. But, you know, again, depending on what you're looking at, you're going to have those issues.
When we get back, Derek, I'd like to ask you, who wears these that are not in law enforcement, not in military? Do politicians wear these? Who else wears them? CEOs? I'll be right back. Derek Williams, Amendment2.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just got an email from one of our class. Garland sent me an email, and he said, Dow hitting an all-time historic highs. Guess you can't argue with reality. Guess strong leadership has proven itself again. It's a mirage, class. It's a mirage. Jeez. Derek Williams is with us. Amendment2.com. Amendment2.com. And my question for Derek is, Derek, who wears body armor outside of the military, outside of law enforcement? Do politicians wear body armor?
Absolutely. Politicians do. Business executives do. And, you know, when we're talking body armor, we're not just talking bulletproof vests here. We're getting into, you know, ballistic resistant business suits, for example. We've done some of those. We're talking about, you know, business attire even for women that can be bullet resistant. You know, and those are kind of your obvious ones. We have quite a few business executives who do a lot of traveling all over the world, are the targets of pirates and thugs and mafiosi and that kind of stuff, and so they're very concerned about it. But, you know, more and more, just your average civilians are getting into body armor. It's increasing quite a lot. And unfortunately, we're even seeing an increase in children wearing body armor. Now, there aren't a lot of options available for children. We are one of the companies that does make bulletproof vests for children. We were asked, because our armor is so lightweight, we had some parents approach us about a year ago and say, you know, hey, is there any way you could make a vest that my kid can wear? Because most soft armor, you know, bulletproof vest is going to be too heavy for a kid to wear. But, you know, they said, I want to take my child to the range with me. I want to take him hunting. Can you get me a vest where, you know, for my kid to wear? So we did that. We also came up with a line of backpacks, because we had parents of high schoolers and college kids who, you know, after the Virginia Tech shooting and others were concerned about their students, you know, being at school, and so we put our armor in backpacks that only had, you know, less than a pound to the weight of the backpack. And these are kind of a one-off kind of more of a niche item until the Sandy Hook shooting. The day after the Sandy Hook shooting, we had an article that was published in one of the big news sources about our backpacks, and everything exploded from there, and it was, you know, nonstop media coverage for a couple of weeks, a huge surge in sales of these bulletproof backpacks, bullet-resistant backpacks for children. You know, when we did it, we never envisioned, never in our worst nightmares did we imagine that we would have little children wearing backpacks. You know, that was one of those things, yeah, for Columbine high school kids and college kids who always have their backpacks with them and who face that threat a little more often. But, you know, now we've even got them on little kids. You know, it's just crazy how much how much increased violence there is, and how much more fear I think people are feeling, and wanting to just have some protection, some options available if the worst case scenario happens.
Derek Williams, you know, as I was listening to your last comments, I realized that how many people are going to want to be with you at the Get Prepared Expo class. You're going to have an opportunity to meet Derek Williams at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. There's information on the website, usapreparers.com. You can click on the link at the bottom of page 1 to Derek Williams. It'll take you to his website, amendment2.com. And you're going to get a chance to have dinner with him at the Saturday banquet dinner that the freeze-dry guy is cooking for us. You'll see your instructors at the banquet dinner. I will be there. The freeze-dry guy will be there. Dr. Joel Wallach and Dr. Howard Shane, so many of us will be there to have dinner with you, and that's at the Get Prepared Expo. Cost is going to be $6. If you'd like to have a freeze-dry guy survival banquet meal with Derek Williams, Director of Sales, Amendment 2. I'm going to give you his phone number, 801-891-9040. Derek Williams, we're going to have you back again and again and again. I mean, this topic is really important, and you were quite eloquent in describing how this technology works. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks,
Derek Williams, Amendment 2. You can meet Derek Williams at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Coming up next, Lucinda Bailey and I are going to talk about survival food, survival gardening. Hour number 2 of USAPrepares.com. Can you grow 2,000 pounds of food in your garden? Absolutely. And we're going to tell you how when we come back. Hour number 2.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.